This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch on a Monday morning. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce as I broadcast from my flagship station, AM 860 The Answer in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations all across America. And a special shout out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now all across America and around the world, too, via the satellite. Plus to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping us all free and safe. And to those people working on the third watch right now, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance and janitorial workers, the mechanics keeping things running, the construction workers, and the bulk mail centers, too. Thanks for all that you do to keep America rolling along. Don't forget to check out the Captain's America Third Watch.com website. Follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, and on Twitter, at Captain's America. Well, joining us right now is Frank Salvato, the managing editor of the New Media Journal and also the host of the Underground USA podcast. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Mr. Captain.
Time to say the pledge and get rolling. You ready?
You got it.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation,
under God, indivisible,
with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words under God because our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, we're going to start the show off, Frank, our segment, with Senator Tom Cotton and what he had to say yesterday on Face the Nation.
We turn now to Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton. In addition to serving on the Intelligence and Armed Services Committees, he has also written a new book called Sacred Duty, A Soldier's Tour at Arlington National Cemetery. Good morning and happy Father's Day, Senator.
Good morning, Margaret. Thanks for having me on.
You have long been defined as a hawk on Iran. You see these recent attacks. These are commercial vessels, not military installations. What kind of response is warranted?
Well, Iran for 40 years has engaged in this kind of attacks, going back to the 1980s. In fact, Ronald Reagan had to reflag a lot of vessels going through the Persian Gulf and ultimately take military action against Iran in 1988. These unprovoked attacks on commercial shipping warrant a retaliatory military strike.
You're comparing the tanker war in the 80s to now and saying that that's the kind of military response you want to see?
We can make a military response in a time and in a manner of our choosing. But yes, unprovoked attacks on commercial shipping warrant a retaliatory military strike against the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Wow. He doesn't pull any punches, does he?
No, and he's absolutely right.
Absolutely.
There are ways to punish Iran, short of going into Tehran and lighting a candle in it.
Mm-hmm.
That should be taken, right? We worked for Ronald Reagan. You saw what happened when he did it.
I remember what happened when he did it, because remember, Iran sunk a tanker.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They're executing bad behavior right now. Mm-hmm. Everyone in the Middle East and the world understands it. So we need to be able to exact some pain on them besides economically, because we all know that when sanctions are in place, there are people who will do business with them anyway under
right.
the table. We saw that when the UN had to come clean, when we saw all the people under the table doing business with them for oil. So,
well, Tehran has announced just this morning, it's being disclosed as breaking news, but we already knew this about 2 weeks ago when you and I talked about it. Tehran has said it will break all of their uranium stockpile limits for the nuclear deal that was reached within just a few days. And nobody's surprised about that. I certainly am not. Are you?
Well, no, and quite honestly, they already have.
Yeah.
I mean, who's going in there to double-check these people? The agreement itself doesn't allow for anybody to come in.
They're the ones doing their own checking.
Yeah, so, yeah, I believe that they haven't been full steam ahead in their development of uranium.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing, Frank, and I believe that we're being goaded to a certain degree into this because they're trying to get us into this hook, line, and sinker. And Iran is no Iraq, number one. Territorial-wise, it's about 2.5 times bigger than Iraq was. You're stretched out with all the different things you'd have to do. So a strategic precision strike to see if you could get them to back off on maybe their little fast boat base that they've got there, where they like to come out with those fast boats and do all the nonsense they do with them. By the way, some of those have tow missiles on them, as well as torpedoes. So I think going after them right off the bat in a couple of oil platforms or maybe three or four, say, okay, had enough?
Well, I'm, for one, let their oil platforms alone. I don't care about that. Let's go after what's threatening the area.
And it's the fast boats. Right,
mm-hmm. The fast boats. Let's obliterate it.
Yep.
So that threat is taken care of. This makes the sea lanes safer. It sends a message, and it debilitates their ability to wreak havoc in the immediate. You know, from there, we need to start looking at how to hobble the Iranian Revolutionary Guard.
Yeah.
You know, because as soon as we hit them with the fast boats, you're going to see the Revolutionary Guard start to become active, and you're also going to see a resurgence in Hezbollah activity because Hezbollah is an arm of the Iranian Revolutionary Guard.
You bet they are, and they're also down here in South America in Venezuela.
Yeah, and they will be executing retribution attacks if we take out the fast boats. So we've got to be prepared for that. Israel's got to be prepared for that. And this is just one more reason why I believe that the other big player in the region should be the tip of the spear on this instead of it always being the United States.
You got it.
Saudi Arabia has to take the lead on this, and it's about time that they are actually the people who retaliate against Iran. Iran is Shiite. Saudi Arabia is Sunni. Mm-hmm. This fight has been brewing since 762.
Yep.
It's time that it took place, and it's time that they done it has not happened through proxies.
Yep. Okay, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Frank Silvato, managing editor of the New Media Journal, as we truck on through the next segment till the bottom of the hour. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, broadcasting live from Tampa, Florida. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you. These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty. This portion of the program brought to you by my good friends at Moss Family Automotive. Now, Moss is spelled M-A-U-S, Family Automotive. I will be at Moss Family Chevrolet with the lovely Yvette Perez from Radio Luz on Saturday. That's in Carrollwood up on Northdale Mabry. We'll be there from noon to 3, so stop on by. Take a test drive in a free, brand-new Chevrolet vehicle that's right there or one of their certified pre-owns and see what they can do for you. And while you're there, remember, you serve, you save. That's all veterans, all active duty military, all first responders too. They save you a bunch of money on your new or pre-owned vehicle. And you can now save at Moss, M-A-U-S, that's Moss Family Automotive, and pay nothing down and no payments for 6 months with your approved credit. Just remember, when you show up, tell them the captain sent you, because that's going to get you another $500 that you hadn't even thought about. All right, Frank Salvato, managing editor of the New Media Journal, is with us. Good morning again.
Mr. Captain.
Tomorrow, Tuesday. I'm sure you'll be watching on television, as many other people will, the big event in Orlando at the Amway Center, where the Orlando Magic plays, and the downtown section of Orlando is going to be a zoo.
No, you bet. I mean, it's at last count, I believe it was well over 80,000 people that wanted to go to this rally.
You bet it.
Which is Donald Trump re-announcing announcing his bid for 2020.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll bet by this time tomorrow will be well over 100,000. So you're going to have a packed house and you're going to have people outside.
Yep. And it's going to be away from the watch outside too. So that's all being brought up and set up as they speak. And again, this is history. Donald Trump is going to announce his second term that he's running for president. I believe the vice president is going to be there with Mrs. Pence, and Melania will be there as well. I'm sure there'll be some other folks that everybody has seen on television or heard about that'll be there, and this is just going to be a great event.
And it's going to be an event that makes the left apoplectic.
Yeah.
You know, this is his announcement is you're going to hear the fringe left like Ocasio-Cortez and Tlaib and the rest screaming impeachment. How can he be allowed to run a second time? And look for that word, allowed to run a
mm-hmm.
second time. As if people get to be excommunicated from the opportunity to run for president for a second term. This is the those are that's a fascist dog whistle. to coin a phrase, if you will.
Yeah. And the thing of it is when you got the AOC of the world and the Ilhan Omars of the world and all these people, it's unfortunate that they, and by the way, they don't understand they're a minority. How many people make up the Congress and the House of Representatives?
Well, the Democrats have a majority with 245, but within that caucus, only 98 people happen to be in the Progressive Caucus. They don't even have enough votes to remove Nancy Pelosi as the Speaker, and she's part of that caucus. Mm-hmm. So, you know, their own caucus is fractured. This fringe far left group that is aligned with AOC and Tlaib and Omar, and Cohen is another one I'll throw in there. They're a very small minority within the Progressive Caucus inside the House. So the only reason they're getting attention is because, A, they have the loudest bullhorn. You know, their kids throwing a temper tantrum, and their boiling point is getting to the screaming. And that the media needs to sensationalize something, especially MSNBC and CNN. They have to sensationalize stories in order to get people to watch, in order to create ad revenue for themselves.
Bingo.
If they don't have oh my god stories every single minute of the day and pander to at least one dedicated demographic,
mm-hmm.
which at this point is AOC and AOC sycophants,
mm-hmm.
they don't have any money coming in.
Mm-hmm. You're right. You're absolutely right. And the other thing is the Democratic debate that's coming up Wednesday and Thursday. Have you taken a look at this to see what they've done?
I just saw the official lineup that for the debates that were coming, where the people who actually executed politics at one point in time have to go on the second night.
Yeah, and the other thing is that they've made sure that we don't have Biden going up against, oh gosh, Elizabeth Warren or Cory Booker or Bill de Blasio or Julian Castro or John Delaney or Tulsi Gabbard or Jay Inslee or Amy Klobuchar or Beto or Tim Ryan. He doesn't have to go up against them. He's going to be in the second group.
You know, I'm going to say the same thing I said when the Republicans fielded a ridiculous number of people for president of the United States. The national party is not doing its job. You don't have 26, 27, 30 people getting on a debate stage. You create a vetting process so that people don't believe that, well, let's see, I'm Beto O'Rourke. I failed at an election in Texas, therefore I get the run for president. I'm Andrew Gillum. I failed at running in Florida, so I'm going to run for president. When you fail at an election that's below an office, that doesn't give you a green light to say, I think I can win a larger office.
Well, what I think is going to happen on Thursday is you've got Biden up against Bernie.
No, they stuck the two old white guys on the second night.
Yep.
This is ideological almost as much as it is opportunistic.
And,
you know, so mm-hmm. so again, to have a round one debate spread over two nights,
mm-hmm.
give me a break.
And they put Eric Swalwell, John Hickenlooper, Kamala Harris, Kirsten Gillibrand, Mayor Pete, Michael Bennett, Marianne Williamson, and Andrew Yang in against Bennett. Or I'm in against Sanders and Biden.
Go Andrew Yang. You know, I mean this is what I'm talking about.
It's
Andrew
ridiculous.
Yang.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll get a Yang T-shirt and I'll root for Yang on night two. But what T-shirt will I wear on night one? This is ridiculous.
Well, I know whose T-shirt you won't be wearing. It's Montana Governor Steve Bullock, former Senator Mike Gravel, Miramar Mayor Wayne Messam, who was a local favorite. They were hoping he'd be in a debate. Or Representative Seth Moulton, who never struck a fire with anybody, and he's trying to remain important somehow, some way.
It is stunning that people are giving enough money to these no-name campaigns that they can reach the national stage. This is the downfall of the national parties, that you can have over 18 people. Now, I guess it's what, almost 30? It's got to be getting close to 30.
Well, there's some reports that say it's a lot more than that. But
you know,
because some of these people we never heard of before, and they're just not going to make it. That's it.
Well, and that's the point. Why should they get to a national main stage for a debate? This is ridiculous. Hold your debates after the primaries start if you must, which is the bright thing to do, so that the field can be whittled down through the primary process.
Mm-hmm.
This is the media saying we've got to start this cycle so early because we have to have something new for the news
mm-hmm.
every single night that we're gonna mm-hmm. why don't we just start it during the inaugural? We'll start the debates for the next presidential yeah. cycle.
Now I'm gonna end the segment because we're coming up on the time here with Mitt Romney introducing a bill to make E-Verify that system, the E-Verify system, permanent.
Well, we should have that, but we also have to be able to crack down on fake Social Security numbers and have penalties for that actually see people deported when they use them.
Mm-hmm.
Not just punishing business owners. Everybody has to be punished. That means we really should have a rejuvenated and a new and more potent 21st century immigration and naturalization system in place, and it should have been done a long time ago.
Yeah, and how about these dead people with their numbers?
Well, you know, I'm from Chicago, so, you know, that's half the electorate there.
Dead people vote, right?
Yeah, sometimes twice, early and often.
Well, we'll see what happens, but I'll tell you what, it's getting to be unbelievable. And by the way, according to the NBC and the Wall Street Journal, the poll they ran together, Democrats' unity on impeachment is growing.
Well, I'll say that AOC and her friends in the impeachment crowd have turned up the volume on their bullhorn. All that's growing is their anger. Their numbers are not growing because even rank-and-file Democrats know it's a non-starter.
Yep, absolutely. Wasting their time. And all they're going to do is just exactly what you and I have been talking about. The more they talk about it, the further ahead Donald Trump will go in the polls and wind up winning dramatically over them.
It solidifies his base, and it motivates his base. It's one thing to solidify your opponent's base, but to motivate them to get to the polling place, that's a different story, and that's what they're doing.
You bet. All right, I'll talk to you on Friday, so you have yourself a great week.
Stay low, my friend.
All right, Frank Salvato, managing editor of the New Media Journal, and don't forget to catch him on the Underground USA podcast. He's over there as well. Now, I'll be right back with the sports quarterback, Patrick Hyland, who, by the way, has got a lot to talk about today because a lot of things happened over the weekend. Be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Trump administration is holding firm that Iran was behind last week's attacks on two oil tankers. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo told Fox News Sunday that he didn't want to talk about U.S. options.
We continuously update option sets for the president. We've taken a handful of those actions to increase the opportunity to convince Iran that these actions aren't in their best interest, and it appears to be Iran that wants to continue to escalate this conflict.
President Trump is lashing out at the New York Times after its report that the U.S. had bored into Russia's power grid, installing malware in an effort to deter future cyber activity by Moscow. U.S. officials have said for years that Russia has tried many times to infiltrate the U.S. power grid through hacking. According to the Times, the U.S. is now attempting to do the exact same hacking to Russia. This is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100. Or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, in this portion of the program, my sports report with Patrick Hyland, the insurance quarterback on sports, is brought to you by our good friends at Mixon's Groveside Cafe. Now, Mixon's Groveside Cafe is inside the Mixon Fruit Farm retail store, and for those of you that get the Florist Tourist book of tourist attractions here in Florida, will notice that Mixon Fruit Farms is listed in there because of what they have and what they do. But what you won't know about is the hidden gem of Bradenton, and that's the Mixon's Groveside Cafe, until you go inside and find out about the food they've got there. Now, all their bread is homemade, number one, and most everything they have in there is made from scratch as well, including, oh, for dessert, the orange swirl ice cream. So check out their Mixon's renowned Cuban sandwich, one of the best pressed Cubans I've ever had, and Grandma's pot roast, slow cooked, piled high, covered in Swiss cheese, another winner. And don't forget about the BLT sandwich they've got there with the applewood bacon stacked high. If you like good bacon, you're going to love that. And the amazing Superman of the nightclub sub 2 with the forklift burger, large and in charge, seasoned to perfection with your choice of cheese, and it won't disappoint. And boy, I'm making myself hungry. And always finish your lunch with an orange swirl ice cream, too. So, Mixon Groveside Cafe, located at 2525 27th Street South in Bradenton, Florida. You can call ahead for an order, 941-748-5829. Mixon Groveside Cafe, the hidden gem of Bradenton. All right, Patrick Hyland, the insurance quarterback turned sports quarterback, is with us. Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
I want to talk about that there golfer that got out there at Pebble Beach in California. Nobody'd ever heard of him before. Gary Woodland turns around and wins the championship.
You know, he's been trying hard the last 10 years, Captain. He won here at the Valspar a few years ago, and he's just been one of those guys just really looking to make a break there. And, seven times he's went into the final round with the lead and hasn't won, and then yesterday he did. So I'm very happy for him. And the reason you mentioned Florida is because he dethroned Brooks Koepka, who was the Florida State golfer back in the day, who won the last two U.S. Opens before Woodland won this one. It would have been pretty awesome if he could have pulled three in a row off. That hadn't happened in over 119 years.
Well, it's pretty tough to win the first one, let alone win the second one in a row. That's really asking a lot.
And
so
get a third would have been unbelievable.
Yeah, so where do they go from here?
Well, the last but not least will be the British Open next month. Captain, as far as the majors are concerned, that's the PGA has changed it now. They go, you know, May, June, July, and April, May, June, July with the Masters in April, U.S. Open in June, May's the PGA now.
Oh, by the way, before we move into something different, a little basketball, how about the girls' soccer again? They could have scored. I get the feeling they could have scored 10 goals against their opponent.
They possibly could have, Captain. It's funny. They laid off. We talked a little bit about that Friday. You know, there's two ways to look at it. You want to put 13 on the board. You know, I think you could play a little keep away, but whatever. But you know what, Captain, when you're up 10-0 and you score a goal and act like you just won the World Cup, it's a little offensive. And a coach and that captain of that team really need to get their affairs in order and start representing the USA with class instead of arrogance.
Well, if I were the coach of that team and that one player that does not want to participate in the national anthem did not want to do that, they would not be playing on my team.
No, so send them home and play and said, have a nice day.
Yep.
I mean, this isn't going to fly here, honey. And we allow too much of this nonsense to occur, and it needs to stop, Captain. Couldn't agree with you more.
You are so right. Now, how about a little basketball news here for our fans over there in New Orleans?
Yeah, boy, you know, people listening up there in New Orleans and Slidell, you made out like champs. You gave up Anthony Davis, who's a tough guy to give up, to go to the Lakers, but for all the draft picks you received and everything that happened there, so you made out like a champ. And a lot of people are calling them as we speak to say, look, we'll give you something special. We want that number four pick this year, and you can give it up because you have other picks to deal with. So that city's going to have a decent team here in a couple of years. It's going to be like the New Orleans Jazz back in the Pistol Pete Maravich days. That's going to be exciting for those fans up there.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you New York Yankees get Mr. Stanton back again this week, do they?
Yeah. Mike Stanton, former Florida Marlin.
And who are the Rays going to be playing here?
Yep, they'll be playing the Yankees here.
In New York?
Yep. In New York, they're hanging in there. They're only half a game behind the Yankees. Boston's starting to make a little push now. We'll see what happens there. It's going to be a three-horse race there for the AL East. And last night, the Dodgers beat the Cubs. They just seem to have the Cubs number for some reason. A very interesting ploy the other day. The Los Angeles Dodgers pitcher thought that the Chicago Cubs were stealing signs, Captain, and he was on second base. And he just intentionally balked him over to third base. They were up by two runs, and he says, your run doesn't matter, so I don't want you giving the guy up the plate the signs to hit a home run and tie this game.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty creative, smart move. So it was hard because he really only has one pitch, his sinking fastball. So the guy was telling him where if it was going inside or outside, which is a nice tip-off for the batter to know what's coming.
Mm-hmm.
But that was an interesting scenario there, Captain.
Yeah. Now, let's see. We celebrated the hockey championship. They did their little parade and had all that stuff.
Yes, they did this weekend. Past weekend, St. Louis Blues, the city was rocking and rolling up there.
Mm-hmm.
We had the barbecue going there in St. Louis, for sure. So that was pretty neat. First time they've won the NHL Stanley Cup. I'm very happy.
Good for them. And of course, first time for the Toronto Raptors.
They had a
big party and parade up there too.
Yes, they did. And Kawhi Leonard's going to be interesting if he stays or goes, Captain. They're star players, so that'll be interesting talk for us here in the future. So
in the meantime, Golden State's got a couple of players got to come back from Achilles injuries.
Yeah, Captain, and a lot of people who look at the odds of who's going to win the championship next year, they had Golden State up there, you know, as a favorite, like even money. And I'm like, really? I mean, with all these injuries?
Not when you lose your two-star players.
I don't know where they came up with that. Now, the Lakers, with their trade, they had them at like 15-1. They'll have them at 5-1 to win it all now. So the L.A. fans are happy.
Okay.
So it's very interesting.
Football. Football.
Oh, yeah.
Football.
Oh, yeah.
By the way, they're playing Canadian football right now.
Yes, sir. They had some nice games Saturday, matter of fact. Some good football up there. It's an interesting game. Three downs, fields wider, longer, and just a different way of playing football. A little more exciting on offense with the guys in motion. So that was pretty fun for all the people up in the upstate areas of our great country who watch more than down here.
So with about a minute here to talk about football, where are we going with some of these teams? I mean, what are we going to have here?
Well, I think you might have some prizes. The Bucks might surprise some people. Arizona might surprise some people. I think the Redskins might surprise some people this year, Captain. Buffalo Bills. That team could really be on the verge of something special there with that quarterback.
I could tell you things about the Bills.
I know, that's your old
when Mr. Saban was the coach up there.
Oh, man, Lou Saban. Then he went to the University of Miami. How funny is that, Captain?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he was something else, man. He was a competitor, you know. It's funny, everybody thinks Lou Saban and Nick Saban are related, but
no.
They're not, by the way.
No.
So, anyhow, it's just funny how
But here's the deal. They had the best quarterback, one of the best quarterbacks ever, wound up being a congressman, Jack Kemp. Before O.J. Simpson, they had that great big freaking fullback, Jim Braxton.
And then they had
some of the best receivers in the league ever. Jim Kelly came in there and kept it going with Marv, what was his name? Coach Marv.
Marv Levy, yeah.
Yeah, Marv Levy.
Don't forget, Joe Ferguson was a very good quarterback back in the day.
All righty, well, go ahead and tell us about what you do.
Absolutely. My name is Patrick Hyland. Captain, I talk sports. We talk sports on Sundays on 1380 AM, but during the week I help out people with their insurance needs. I help them out with their Medicare needs, their veterans needs, and their Social Security needs. I just helped out a lady this past Saturday, Captain, get her 401k money taken care of, her Social Security money taken care of. She's going to be able to retire on the same money she's making right now, so it's very nice for her. She's not going to have any worries, and she can still work part-time and make a couple pennies to have some fun with. So that's what I do for people. That's just one example. I helped out a veteran Friday get his veterans aids and attendance benefits that he had coming to him, a Vietnam vet. And that's going to put $1,900 a month in his pocket to take care of his health and expenses. And then I helped out another gentleman yesterday with his Medicare. I got him on the same program you're on, Captain. Got him a Medicare Advantage plan that didn't cost him anything but his Part B premium that he's already having taken out of his Social Security check. So
you betcha.
If I can help anybody else in those needs, give me a call, 813-966-1052. Patrick Hyland. Thank you, Captain.
All right, see you later on Friday. That's Patrick Hyland. We'll talk to him on Friday again about sports. And you can usually hear me Friday afternoons when he sits in for the real estate quarterback, Brandon Rimes, from 5:30 to 6. Anyway, we'll be right back with more. Final segment coming up here in the Captain's America Third Watch.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years?
and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall. There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
This is Larry Elder, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. Now it's time for our beach and boating forecast, brought to you by our very good friends at the Freedom Boat Club. Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay, the largest franchise amongst the 185 franchises the Freedom Boat Club has all across the United States, plus the three in Canada and two in France. And here we go. Today for Monday, the beach and boating forecast for the Nature Coast, the Sun Coast, and all of Tampa Bay includes a little scattered afternoon thunderstorm activity here, same as what we've been seeing the past few days. Winds will start out about the southeast to the southwest. We'll have a 6 to 10 mile an hour breeze blowing off the Gulf of Mexico. And then in some thunderstorms, we could have some 18 to 20 mile an hour gusts later this afternoon. Seas will be 1 to 2 foot. There'll be a light chop out there. The Gulf water temperature, 85 degrees. The bay water temperature, the same right now. High tide already happened earlier this morning. Low tide coming up here in about an hour. So there you go. That's the beach and boating forecast brought to you by the Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay. Now, the numbers at Freedom Boat Club Tampa Bay had tell just an amazing story here. When you join the Freedom Boat Club, you'll have access to over 400 boats, and as the largest franchise in the entire Freedom Boat Club organization, they have 185 locations, which are located in the USA, three in Canada, two in France. Now, the Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay currently has 24 ports in its system, with two more coming soon. And right now, you get $1,000 off the one-time membership fee, plus, if you're an active-duty member of the military, a veteran, a first responder, active or retired, work in the medical profession in any capacity, or if you're a school teacher, you get an extra $500 on top of that $1,000 for a total of $1,500 off your one-time membership fee. And all you pay after that is a monthly fee.
Just load up your cooler and bring the fishing poles, and you're off for a day of fun in the water. By the way, your membership also gives you reciprocity at all the other Freedom Boat Club locations across the country. So, to find out more, go to freedomboatclubtampabay.com, freedomboatclubtampabay.com, or call them at 855-FREEDOM. The number again, 855-FREEDOM, to find out more and tell them the captain sent you. You'll be glad you did. Now, we're getting a lot of intelligence out of what's gone on with those tankers and out of what's going on in the Middle East from a very unlikely source that people have pretty much forgotten about that even exists anymore. Some of you in the 50s and 60s remember Gary Powers and who he was. And you remember that the original U-2 spy plane was developed in complete secrecy as it took its first flight in August of 1955. And, of course, those planes were flown all over the world in various different hotspots, taking a peek of what was going on down below to give us some better intel. Now, 64 years later, the U-2 Dragon Lady is still prowling the skies, but with a whole new set of controls and sensors. This plane doesn't look like your old U-2. It's got a lot of stuff in it, including things that you find on the bigger aircraft that fly around that do observation and whatnot. And this, of course, is a high-altitude, very fast-moving plane that's hard to detect, stays up way high in the air, but it takes close-up pictures like you wouldn't believe. And we have got a lot of intel coming from that aircraft telling us what's going on in Iran and what's been going on in the Gulf of Oman. So the Russians and the Iranians and the Germans and any of these other fools that are going, well, I don't know. One picture does not really look like. I really cannot tell. Guess what? When the time comes, whether it's going to be in the United Nations or wherever it's going to be, we're going to see a lot more photographs, and it's going to show some things that are very damning to the Iranians. And it will be no denying. No denying whatsoever. No denying whatsoever. So, keep that in mind. Now, I mentioned earlier in one of the segments about Tuesday, coming up, it's tomorrow, Orlando, Florida. All eyes will be on Orlando, Florida at 8 o'clock in the evening. Even the Democrats will be watching as Donald Trump announces that he's running for President of the United States for a second term. Now, it's my understanding that Vice President Pence will be there with his wife. Melania will be there. And there'll be a host of other people there, too, honoring the presence of our president, certainly a lot of the state officials. I wouldn't be surprised if Governor DeSantis isn't there, because that is kind of in his backyard. So I would not be surprised if he's not there, maybe even Senator Rick Scott, maybe Senator Marco Rubio, maybe some other dignitaries. But that will be over in Orlando. Now, let me caution everybody, with all the people that are supposed to be there, not everyone that signed up will show up. We got that. But they certainly are going to fill that arena with 20,000 people. And it's my understanding they're going to try to put another 10,000 in there, standing room only, like they did here in Tampa when they were over there at the USF Dome where they played basketball. They did the same thing there. They brought people in, ran them all around the rings of the aisle to where they were above capacity, but the fire marshal was okay with it. Because I was standing right there with the fire marshal when they were actually counting them. What a number they had in there, largest crowd they've ever had at any time in the history of the Bulls Dome over there. This is going to be the same thing in Orlando in the Amway Center. Now, there will be people outside. It's just the way it's going to be. People outside that won't be able to get in. I'm going to tell you right now, I will believe that there'll be people that'll be camped out probably in front of that place or as close as they can be starting tonight. Now, there's going to be a sweep, a security sweep,
which is going to keep a lot of the members of the media out there. They won't be able to get their lines tied and all that stuff as soon as they need to. So it's going to be a big surprise there for some of the media folks that think they're just going to run right in there and get things done. They're not. That's not the way it's going to work. This is not Tampa, where it was a lot easier. And I will tell you that soon the president, I expect, will be coming to Tampa. When he does, we'll be there. We will be there, just like we were the last time when he showed up. It's going to be a great event. Can't wait for that. So for those folks that are going to Orlando tomorrow, you've got to get an early start. Be prepared. You might want to take some water with you, bottled water, because if it's warm, you'll be standing in line for a while. There's no way out of it, sorry. You'll be standing in line for a while, and then once they let you in, then you'll be fine. I don't think they're going to let anybody in until 6 p.m. That's 2 hours ahead of the event, 6 p.m. But you'll still have to stand in line because it's first come, first serve. Doesn't matter if you have tickets or not, ladies and gentlemen. First come, first serve. So get there early, and don't be disappointed if you can't get inside. You will be able to stand outside and enjoy everything that's going on with the outside screens they'll have there. And, yeah, they're going to have those. So there you go. So I'm looking forward to that. Florida will be on the map. Orlando will be on the map. And President Trump will be on the map. Now, don't forget about my buddies down there in Sarasota at Dominic's Blinds either. Jill, inside the store, is always happy to see folks when you stop on by 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh. She runs the store. Kevin's out on the road usually. So you can check them out. And remember that they offer not only installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs, but they get anything done that you need to have done. All you got to do is call them up, 941-922-2345. And remember that all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor at 4540 in Sarasota. That's 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Set up an appointment or just stop by the store. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. It's going to save you a bunch of money, too. So that's always important. And also, don't forget to go to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, and check out all the interesting things we got going on over there right now. You're gonna be able to save a bunch of money on some of those deals. That's all there is to it. Alrighty. Time for me to get out the door. Time for you to get ready to do whatever you got to do. Top of the hour. News coming up. Have a great day. Enjoy the weather. A special shout out to Scott James up there in Valdosta, Georgia. God bless America. I'll see y'all tomorrow morning, bright and early.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.